Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had that clip of Jeff. Jeff says the Browns have nothing to lose with taking Shedeur Sanders, and if he doesn't work out, he doesn't work out. I didn't realize he meant by the end of camp. I thought he was talking about the entire season. Because I frankly, right now... I think it does. I think if you go into a season, if they're not going to be that good this year, like say I'm wrong, and I've been wrong many times. Daryl and I had it out on Monday, and I said, because he said if they cut Shedeur Sanders by the end of training camp, that some other team's going to snap him right up. And I said, no, 31 other teams passed on him how many times over? You would just be confirming to them that he's not good. Because you can't turn around. You can't just use the Browns as a blanket for everything. It has to at least make sense. So if the Browns can't get anything, they need quarterbacks. If a team that needs a quarterback says that this guy isn't good enough to be a quarterback, then you know what? He really is a jerk. He really is a goofball. He really doesn't know football. You really don't need to bring him in. Not even bring him in for your squad at the back end of your roster. I don't think that that's going to be the case, any of that stuff. But you would be confirming what they think. So you can put him, if you really wanted to, you could put him on the practice squad. But say I'm wrong and he does get picked up by another team. And we go out there and we clunk around with Joe, with Kenny Pickett, with Dylan Gabriel. You're always going to be asked, why didn't you give Shedeur Sanders a chance? If we're going to sit here and we're going to be in the mud, why didn't you give Shedeur Sanders a chance? So it's almost to the point where you can't cut him. And I don't know what you do coming out of camp. I don't know if you hope that somebody else on another team goes down. You don't want to hope for injury. You hope that somebody else on another team goes down and maybe there's a possibility. I know that they've talked about it on other shows. Maybe there's a possibility that Joe gets traded. You just traded for Kenny Pickett. He's young. You're thinking about the future. Like, I think what they're secretly hoping, like, for me, for the fans, for everybody, it's like, you got to show that you're taking it seriously. Joe's your starter. But I think secretly they're hoping that Kenny looks real good or Dylan and Shedeur look really, really good during training camp and then you could justify going, hey, these guys are younger. Joe's 40. I know it's been fun. The so-and-sos need a veteran backup. They decided to trade us a fifth-round pick back for Joe, so we get our fifth-round pick back. You want to make it justifiable to the fan base. Tell me I'm wrong on that.
I'm just trying to think about how you're even going to run this camp with all these arms.
There's only so many reps.
Obviously,
got the
like
most camp arms in the NFL.
But there's no limit to mental reps.
That's true. You can take as many mental reps you want. So think about that if you feel like you're not getting your opportunity. Obviously, Flacco doesn't need reps. But, yeah, he's got to play a little football. And then, you know, what are you doing? By the time you get to the joint practices, you know, that's I would imagine, unless Kenny Pickett just dazzles. But then, you know, what is Kenny Pickett dazzling? Like, what's his ceiling?
So is Joe Flacco just your insurance policy then?
If, for $4 million?
Yeah. But that's a pretty good policy $4 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm in agreement. $4 million.
Yeah, if you had a situation where your backup, like there's younger backups, but backups are we're seeing are very important. So if your backup ended up getting hurt in a preseason game, $4 million, that's nothing. If you get a good quality backup and you're supposed to be a playoff team this year, but again, the fans have to see Kenny, Dylan, Shedeur play well. Two of the three, one of the three, they have to see one of them play well. Because if you're just trading Joe Flacco around, I'm going to be sick that day. Because then I know what you're doing. And I think everybody knows what they're doing, and eventually we'll have to accept it. But the fun starts to go away. Like, one of them has to show something to get excited about. But it is the preseason. One of them usually do. Eddie and Westlake, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys, I don't think we got to be worried about all this. I mean, Shedeur Sanders is going to take this job. I mean, you talk, man, they're not going to take this kid. He's not going on the practice squad because somebody would take him away from your practice squad and put him on their roster.
Eddie, why are you so, let me ask you this. Why are you so confident, knowing now that we completely over-talked Shedeur about his draft profile? Nobody had him as a first-round grade. I wonder how many even had him as a second-round grade. So how do you know he's just going to come in? Why are you so confident, I should ask?
Because it's competition. And I love Joe Flacco. But come on, man. I mean, he has his competition is a guy that's on the back end, definitely on the back nine. You know, he has one last three holes. And then you got a guy, Kenny Pickett was just an upgrade over DTR, which wasn't very difficult to do. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And so we saw Kenny Pickett. And then listen, I told y'all this before. I don't know what the Browns was doing with that Dylan Gabriel, but there's the NFL over the last 20 years has had like two guys that were under 6 foot that were elite. And in my opinion, that was Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. That was it. Nobody else was elite at that. So, I mean, this might be the third. Maybe we got the third because we do got Harvard guys. But at the end of the day, it's hard for a 6 foot quarterback or less, this guy ain't even 6 foot, to be elite or to ball in the league. So I'm not worried about Dylan Gabriel. I don't know why we picked him. That was the only, but I'm not going to fault Andrew Berry, AB, because he hit on 6 out of 7. But I'm telling you right now, that was a bad pickup. Everything you read about saying that kid would have still been there in the fourth or fifth round. You could have reversed Shedeur Sanders and them. Shedeur could have went in the third, and this kid would have still been available in the fifth. If you listen to people, if you read every article you read, there's like 10 out of 10 that say, oh, this kid would have been available in the fifth round. So I don't know. Eddie, but we got our guy, it's what it is.
Eddie, thank you very much for the call.
If they reversed him, though, there would be none of this conversation. We would have none of this conversation.
No.
If Gabriel went in the fifth round instead of the third.
Jim in Strongsville, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Listen, Ken, here's kind of why I disagree. I actually think Flacco is the guy that's the odd man out at the end of the training camp. And the reason why is we keep treating Joe Flacco like he's this sure thing and this steady Joe Flacco. Yeah, he's the steady guy that throws, what did he throw last year? 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. I mean, that's what he is. You can't win consistently with him. That's why Andy sent him back to the bench. I just don't see any upside, and I think, yes, the Browns could come out and you're like, well, if they want to be taken seriously, they're going to do this. How seriously are you taking if you're starting quarterback and your guy that you can't get moved off the spot at the beginning of the year is Joe Flacco? I don't think that's a very serious position. I think the best thing they can do is play these young guys, see what you have with them. At least they have upside. Maybe you unlock something. Joe Flacco, you're not unlocking anything. You know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah, but who's the one out of the four quarterbacks, who's the one that you trust the most? Don't you trust Joe the most?
I mean, you say trust, but yes, I trust him to go out there and throw a quarter more touchdowns than he throws interceptions. That's what has been proven. And yeah, that doesn't even include pick sixes, which go the other way.
Okay, but that also, neither of us have mentioned, and Jim, thank you for the call, neither of us have mentioned the teammates.
Are we talking about trusting him for a game or trusting him to be the quarterback for the season? Because those are big differences.
Well, none of them I trust to start for the entire season.
I trust him for a game. I don't trust him to be the starting quarterback for 17
I've never
games.
Said the entire season. I've only said to start the season. I think at some point the wheels come off.
Yeah, get the get the ball rolling.
Yeah, but we get the ball rolling for the season. Again, it's not just the fans. It's not just the fans. Well, I don't think it's just game two.
Let's schedule game.
You're going to give them some time. I think that the fans are one thing. I also think the teammates are another. There's definitely guys in there who take him seriously. It wasn't the reason that Myles Garrett decided to stay in Cleveland. First off, it wasn't his choice. Second of all, he got $123 million guaranteed. He'll play with anybody. He'll play with 10 before he turns down $123 million guaranteed. That's fine. Joe is a guy, like it or not, you can be as excited as you want to about Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel and God knows who else, but Joe's the guy that they take seriously within the locker room. And don't think that Kenny Pickett, don't think it's lost on him when he's sending texts to Quinshon Judkins on Friday night after he got drafted. So Kenny's trying to go for the gusto as far as being a leader here. This is not just going to be a who is the best overall quarterback. That factors into it heavily. It's also who can gain the trust of the veterans on this football team? Who can gain the trust of the people who are even above the veterans on this football team as to far to who to take it seriously? Because you can't just keep kicking the can down the road. These guys have to understand that it's the NFL, and yeah, while you can say, hey, we want to keep Andrew around, and we want to keep Kevin around, and we want to keep these people in charge, this could change. This could change because, as Zach always says, December in Berea, all these best laid plans on the spring are just that, because by the time December comes around, then we really get to step in. Because the fans are upset, we're looking for a new fresh break, and so they end up paying the fiddler for that. So they have to keep that in mind. That's why you have to put up at least the front. But I think it's serious that you are making an attempt to win football games and take a stab at a seventh seed in the playoffs with starting Joe Flacco. Even though, yeah, that in honesty, I think that car will run out of gas sometime in October.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.